FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with a safety alert for communities living near Nagel Dam. Umgeni Utugela Water is preparing to release water during a floodgate test this morning after heavy rains over the weekend caused the dam to overflow. The released water will enter Umgeni River, leading to levels rising higher than normal. The utility says the two-hour test will run from 10 o'clock this morning. Now, there are concerns the process could trigger localized flooding. KZN Kochta is urging communities near Nagel Dam to be extra vigilant and move their belongings and livestock away from riverbanks. Residents who are likely to be affected include those living along the Umsunduzi River in Mkambatini and Kwakemba, all the way down to Etiquini. Meanwhile, Human Settlements Minister Thembi Simelane says she'll meet with residents in Shellcross, south of Durban, to resolve tensions over plans to build homes for flood victims in the area. The local government has identified plots of state land to assist the 2022 flood victims. The proposal, however, has been met with resistance, with locals saying government should fix existing service delivery issues before building new houses. The situation turned tense this week. Officials from Human Settlements were on a site visit, were advised to leave after gunshots rang out. Simelane has been visiting residents in KZN who are affected by recent storms.
Even if you shun people, this is not the hour to shun them. They are squeezed here in small apartments with families, not out of their own choice. It's a circumstance that we all have to deal with. But these are vulnerable people. They're human beings. Their rights are enshrined in the Constitution. We carry the responsibility as government to look for land closer to where they were residing so that they could be able to continue normally with their lives. And I can't imagine there will be a South African who can come up and say, government, this is your land, but don't bring your people yet.
The Road Freight Association has welcomed the marginal decrease in fuel prices this month. Petrol costs went down by 7 cents a litre at midnight. Diesel users are now paying between 17 and 23 cents less per litre, depending on the grade. The association CEO Gavin Kelly says fuel remains a high operational input cost for businesses that need to transport goods.
Continual drop means that the consumer will have more funds to expend, be able to buy more goods as they normally do. There'll be pressure off the transport costs, pressure off the indices that are used for inflation. So all in all, it's a good way to go.
And Arab leaders have endorsed a plan to rebuild the Gaza Strip. They've presented an alternative to President Donald Trump's proposal to take over the territory, transform it into the Riviera of the Middle East, and force its communities to relocate to Egypt or Jordan. Leaders who attended the summit in Cairo yesterday announced the adoption of a comprehensive Arab plan under the future administration of the Palestinian Authority. They've called for international support, saying a trust fund will be set up to pay for the territory's reconstruction. The summit's also asked that representation be unified under the Palestine Liberation Organization, an umbrella group which excludes Hamas. On the weather front here at home, we've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg, Richards Bay 31. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.